Are you ready to exist boldly? I'm Leanne Scheer, lifestyle coach, founder of Cycle District, and gym owner times two. Welcome to Undone and Uncensored. Welcome back to Undone and Uncensored. Man, I have been thinking so much about the purpose of life, and I know I've talked about this a lot before, and I notice as I go through life, I have a lot of whys now. What is the point? What is the point of being here on this planet? What are we here to do? Is it really to make a difference? How long am I going to be remembered? What does the one thing I do today change? What happens for other people? And does it even make enough of a difference collectively to mean anything? Is there any meaning at all to what we're doing and why we're doing it? And as I've been thinking about it, I've been thinking a lot about generationally. I know my grandfather and I knew my great grandmother. My children knew their papa and their Gigi. They did not know their great grandmother, and their children don't know their papa and their Gigi. And the whole point of that is we try and keep those memories alive by doing special things. Like with papa, he loved Snickers bars and Dr. Peppers. So when we're celebrating him, we celebrate with Dr. Peppers and Snickers bars. And my grandmother loved roses and always had beautiful roses. And when we celebrate her, a rose is always a part of what we're doing. At what point does that tradition stop and there's no remembrance of them? And as bizarre as that sounds, I've really been thinking a lot about like leaving a mark on this world and what it means. And I think I had it all wrong. I think that I was thinking that I needed to be remembered, and how I'm going to be remembered is by the impact, the human connections that I make. If I change one thing in for the good with my children or my grandchildren, it could change everything. For it's just this oh gosh, I can't find the right word, but snowball, there you go, snowball effect of good and change. And so my goal now, as I've been thinking through, like, how are you going to change the world? How are you going to make it a better place? And I'm going to change it by just solely focusing on the people around me and the people that I have connections to. What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? And I made some notes when I was thinking about that. I think we always think of love as the purpose of life, but really like human connection. I don't have to necessarily love you to smile at you today and to make a connection with you, to really, and everybody really wants that, don't they? They just want to connect. They want to be liked. They want to be heard. They want to be seen. All of us. I can't imagine. I don't think I've ever met anyone who just really didn't want to be heard or seen. That wasn't in maybe a deep, dark depression, but literally we all want to be heard. We all want to be seen. We all want to be valued. We want to be connected to people. And isn't that really the purpose? I think it might be. I think it might be so simple that it's easy to overlook, and we try and make it bigger and more complicated than it actually is. I want to go back to in my last podcast when I was saying, I'm strong, I'm not strong, I want to be strong and I'm not strong, and it didn't make any sense. I think sometimes I equate strength with lacking vulnerability, and that the two coincide together. Vulnerability is not weakness. However, it's really easy for me personally to feel like when I am being vulnerable, when I am acknowledging my fears, and when I am acknowledging that I have no control in the situations that I'm in right now with my husband's illness, that feels like weakness, but it's not. It is strength. And so when I was going back and forth with the two, I think I was misconstruing what strong means. And the more vulnerable that you are, and the more willing you are to talk about death and to look at the most horrific things in the face and talk about it, that is a strength that goes way beyond anything that we can do with our muscles or just building barriers. So yeah, so I'm really great. I can have a conversation with you and not cry. Is that strength? Or is strength literally breaking down, breaking apart, and letting you see who I am? I think that's strength. And I was really, because I was playing with that a lot in my head, like, what did I mean by that? Because that's how it feels when somebody says you're so strong. I just wanted to say, I'm not strong. And that would have been okay to say, I don't feel strong at all. I feel really afraid. And I feel really out there, like I don't have any answers. And I'm not sure how I'm going to get through this. If you were somebody that I'm close to, that I chose to be vulnerable with, that would have been strong. That would have been, it is strong. And I think the reason maybe I was feeling irritated is because I was still showing that mask of, you know, we've got this, and we do. There's so much truth in both sides of strength and vulnerability. And, you know, the more that I try to find the answers to everything, what I'm finding is that there's such a gray area of truth. And it's not even gray. It's just there is not. We're always looking for an answer and one specific answer to everything. What is the purpose of life? Here it is. Let's do it. Let's live. Let's pretend like we're not going to die. Blah, blah, blah. Let's live on for generations and generations. That's going to happen, but no, it's not how it goes. And it's not even the point. Connecting with people, loving people. And I know that can get really scary when you have people in your life that maybe don't want the best for you, that maybe you can't connect with. And that's why it's so important to always be in a space of, where am I? Where do I want to be? What's good for me? What's not good for me? What is my part? All of those things are so important as we go through life. So we're not expending energy trying to connect to something we can't connect to, that there's no connection back. Connected means it takes two things to connect together. So if you're trying to be in a relationship where there's not, there, you're there and the other connection isn't happening, it can't happen. You can't have that human connectedness. You won't make it. It won't fulfill you, and it won't make you feel like a life that you want to live. I want to live with a fierce, contagious spirit. And when I do this, when I think about who I am and what I want to do and what I want to be known for, I want to be known as having a fierce, contagious spirit. I love that. I love it so much. I want to end this podcast. I just wanted to sit down and do this real quickly, just to kind of follow up on the last podcast that I did, or the last episode in the podcast. But I want to read, I know I've read The Invitation by Orion Mountain Dreamer. And if you haven't read that, if you haven't pondered through that, really take some time. And I have in one of my other podcasts, I think it's even in the description or episodes. Why do you keep saying that? It's not a pod. I have a podcast. This is an episode. Oh, my perfectionism. I want to read you a different poem by Orion Mountain Dreamer, same author. It's called The Dance. And I think it's so beautiful when we're talking about connecting and what that means. It's called The Dance again. I have sent you my invitation, the note inscribed on the palm of my hand by the fire of living. Don't jump up and shout, yes, this is what I want. Let's do it. Just stand up quietly and dance with me. Show me how you follow your deepest desires, spiraling down into the ache within the ache, and I will show you how I reach inward and open outward to feel the kiss of the mystery, sweet lips, on my own every day. Don't tell me you want to hold the whole world in your heart. Show me how you turn away from making another wrong without abandoning yourself when you are hurt and afraid of being unloved. Tell me a story of who you are and see who I am in the stories I live, and together we will remember that each of us always has a choice. Don't tell me how wonderful things will be. someday. Show me you can risk being completely at peace, truly okay with the way things are right now in this moment, and again in the next, and the next, and the next. I have heard enough warrior stories of heroic daring. Tell me how you crumble when you hit the wall, the place you cannot go beyond by the strength of your own will. What carries you to the other side of that wall, to the fragile beauty of your own humanness? And after we have shown each other how we have set and kept the clear, healthy boundaries that help us live side by side with each other, let us risk remembering that we never stop silently loving those we once loved out loud. Take me to the places on the earth that teach you how to dance, the places where you can risk letting the world break your heart. And I will take you to the places where the earth beneath my feet and the stars overhead make my heart whole again and again. Show me how you take care of business without letting business determine who you are. When the children are fed, but still the voices within and around us shout the soul's desires have too high a price, let us remind each other, it is never about the money. Show me how you offer to your people and the world the stories and the songs you want our children's children to remember, and I will show you how I struggle not to change the world, but to love it. Sit beside me in long moments of shared solitude, knowing both our absolute aloneness and our undeniable belonging. Dance with me in the silence and in the sound of small daily words, holding neither against me at the end of the day. And when the sound of all declarations of our sincerest intentions has died away on the wind, dance with me in the infinite pause before the next great inhale of the breath that is breathing us all into being, not feeling the emptiness from the outside or from within. Don't say yes. Just take my hand and dance with me. What a beautiful poem of human connectedness. Thanks for listening today. Book a coaching session or purchase merch at www.undoneanduncensored.com or give me a follow on the gram, Undone and Uncensored. Have a great week.